Now, another question I have for you, Judy, is do you presume or assume or speculate that the other governments of the world, which, of course, have their intelligence agencies, understand what really happened on
9-1-1? Oh, yes. I think many people do. And there are people who probably work on this technology that recognize it. But even people who work on it are so compartmentalized that they might not want to think of it that way. Some will, but, you know, they can't speak out. What can they do about it? But as for, you know, who done it, anybody could have done it. There's a lot of things, you know, if you want me to speculate here, let's just look at some different scenarios. I'm not saying this is what happened, but scenarios other than the U.S. government done it, because, you know, that's been worn out so much that, you know, I don't need to cover that base. But let's say you're one of a handful of people that want to take over the United States. How are you going to outdo their military? Yeah, that doesn't work. Instead, you have access to some gizmo, to this technology, and can poof the towers. Or you get somebody else to do it. And then you start this truth movement and get the U.S. citizens to turn on their own government and destroy their own country. And then you just walk in.
Uh-huh.
That's what I do not want to see happen.
Okay, so there would be a certain element of people, or perhaps the real perps would be real glad to see the notion that people with bumper stickers, 911 was an inside job, so that people would turn on their government, presuming that their government did it, when in fact you think it's possible the government didn't do it.
Correct. It could
that's
be a number
an interesting
of countries.
One. That's the first I've heard that. It's an interesting thought.
It could be another country, or could it be a private faction like Webster Tarpley talks about?
Yeah. Like, say, a handful of people. Another scenario would be, what happens if the U.S. government does not have such technology?
They go find some. They found.
Are they going to want people to know that they got had and they do not have that technology?
Huh.
Okay. Well, let me rephrase the question. Let me rephrase the question. Okay. Do you presume that other governments understand who did it?
I think there's a certain group of gangsters, whatever you call them, who know their competition. And, you know, different pockets here and there that develop different things. If you look into history, it's available in books, if you look, as to, you know, what happened to, for example, the technology that was going on in Germany by the Nazis. Where did that go after World War II?
It came here.
Uh-huh. Then what? Do we know? And where else did it go? There's so many questions. I don't know enough about that stuff. It's to me, it's a he said, she said, who said, what said. But I do understand that there's a whole lot of different scenarios, many more that make more sense than our government did it to us.
Okay. But you are involved in this lawsuit, this KETAM lawsuit, in which the 23 defendants are private contractors for the U.S. government, which involve groups like the ARA and the SAIC, as you mentioned. Does that not suggest, does not implicate them in the operation?
Not necessarily. But one thing I did show in, this is my appeal to the RFC to NIST in August 2007, where I showed that ARA had a contract with the U.S. government for X number of years before 9/11 and after 9/11, during the time which they were writing this report, where they're paid to know everything about, you know, anything about everything of any weapon of mass destruction that existed on the planet. If that's what they're being paid to do, don't you think they can recognize the fingerprint of whose gizmo done that?
So at least they're involved in the cover-up.
Yes, that I can say for sure. When you have a company that did fire tests and could not, no matter what, get a floor to fail to support load due to fire, but they sign off on a report that says fire did it? Hello?
Yes.